the blues. Didn't know which way to go. Didn't know day from night, or your left from right. Boy, you really had the blues. Have you ever sat and cried and didn't know the reason why? Have you ever been alone and watched your telephone? Boy, you really had the blues.
Welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. Hope you enjoy the show today. That song there was Lloyd Price, Have You Ever Had the Blues? A couple weeks ago, I played his number two hit from 1959, Personality. And I mentioned that the flip side was Have You Ever Had the Blues? And that you ought to give it a listen. So I thought I'd play it for you. And then I started thinking, I'll just do all flip sides today. We're going to take charted records that got on those charts and flip them over and play them. And hopefully you hear some things that you really like. So thanks for joining. And here we go right now. Right now we got the original version of Hanky Panky coming up. It was done by the Raindrops. Now the Raindrops were Ellie Greenwich and Jeff Berry. They were the Raindrops. They had a couple of hits, one called What a Guy, one called The Kind of Boy You Can't Forget. But they also had a hit called That Boy John in 1963. And the flip side was Hanky Panky, a song that they wrote just to fill in the flip side. And they didn't think it'd go anywhere. But, of course, we know Tommy James picked it up a few years later and took off with it. So here is the original version for the Raindrops and Hanky Panky.
My baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. Nice and slow. My baby's fine. My baby loves the hanky.
My baby does the hanky panky. My
Jeff Berry and Ellie Greenwich, also known as the Raindrops, doing Hanky Panky, the original version, the song that they wrote. It came out on the flip side of That Boy John. It also was released by a group called The Summits about the same time, but it didn't go anywhere. But let's keep going right now. We got a song coming out of 1961. The Olympics had a song called Dooley, and the flip side of it was a song called Stay Where You Are. And I think you'll enjoy this one. So this is the Olympics, and Stay Where You Are. The Olympics. And if I'd have bought that record, I'd have been buying it for that side, not the hit side, Dooley. I like that side a lot better, but that's just me. But anyway, hope you enjoy flip sides. We got a bunch of them today. Right now we're going to go to D.D. Sharp. She had a song in, I believe, 1962 called Mashed Potato Time, and she came out later on with a song called Gravy for My Mashed Potatoes. But the flip side of Gravy for My Mashed Potatoes was a song called Baby Cakes. He got some play around here, but Gravy for My Mashed Potatoes went to number 9 that year, but if you flipped it over, you heard D.D. Sharp doing Baby Cakes.
Baby cake,
baby cake,
oh yeah.
Baby Cakes, D.D. Sharp, and flip side being gravy for my mashed potatoes. We are doing those flip sides today, and if you were around in 1960, you definitely heard the song Stay by Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs. And it was a good, fun song, but let me tell you, if you flipped it over, you had a song called Do You Believe? So I'm going to play it right now. Flip side of the number one hit Stay, Do You Believe? Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs, Do You Believe? That's the flip side of Stay. And that's the kind of song that's worth being sure you flip over those songs you buy so you can hear the flip side. Those are good, good songs. All right, let's keep going. Also, 1960, number one song by the Shirelles, Will You Love Me Tomorrow? I'm sure you played it many, many times. But did you flip it over? And it was played around here, too. And I believe it got a little airplay national, but it never charted. Beatles took this song in 1963 and recorded it also. But this is the flip side of Will You Love Me Tomorrow by the Shirelles. And this is Boys.
Mama says when you kiss my lips,
All right, Shirelles, Boys, later on recorded by the Beatles. You wonder about, did they turn that record over and hear it, or did someone say, y'all need to try this song, and then they did it, and who knows. But anyway, let's keep going right now on BRC Radio. We've got the Clovers coming up next, and they had a big hit called Love Potion No. 9 in 1959 with No. 23, and it was kind of a novelty song. That's what the Clovers were kind of known for as far as the pop charts. They had 20 songs that charted on the R&B, but only one or two on the pop charts. But this is a Lieber Solar song, Love Potion No. 9. We're going to flip it over and play another Lieber and Stoller song called Stay a While, and this is the Clovers. The Clovers, Stay a While, flip side of Love Potion No. 9. Makes you want to be sure to go home and turn those records over, and be sure you listen to that flip side, because you never know what you're going to find. Let's fast forward about 20 years to 1978, and well, let's do an Eric Clapton song. This was he had a number 3 song called Lay Down Sally, which got lots and lots of airplay, and I wasn't ever a big fan of that record. It was okay. But I really enjoyed that flip side, so I hope you enjoy this one. This is Eric Clapton, flip side of Lay Down Sally, and it's a song called Next Time You See Her.
Bound to get hurt. I couldn't be her last love, so How could you be a first? I wanna tell you, buddy, things are bound to get rough. I know that she's only flirting, but I think that I've had enough. Next time you see her, tell her that I love her. Next time you see her, tell her that I care. Next time you see her, tell her that I love her. Next time I see you, boy, you better beware. Again, I will surely kill you. And if you see her again, I will surely kill you. Next time you see her, tell her that I love her. Next time you see her, tell her that I care. Next time you see her, tell her that I love her. You better beware.
Time you see her, Eric Clapton. That's a flip side of Lay Down Sally, and I just wonder if they didn't play that side because it said I will surely kill you on there. Maybe they didn't want to hear that, but I've heard worse. But anyway, I don't know why they didn't play that, but I like that side a whole lot. Let's move on. We got a young lady coming out of New Orleans coming up next, Irma Thomas. Irma only had like 4 songs that charted nationally, but she was big, big, big here in the Birmingham area and had a lot more than 4 songs chart around here. But right now, she had a song called Wish Someone Would Care in 1964 that went up to number 17 on the charts. But the flip side of that song was a Jackie DeShannon song called Breakaway. And that's what we're going to play right now. Here is Irma Thomas.
Bye.
All right. Breakaway, Irma Thomas. I started to say Jackie. That's a Jackie DeShannon song, but that's Irma Thomas singing that. And that's the flip side that we're playing. That's what we're doing today is playing flip sides. She also had another song around here that was real big called Time Is On My Side. It, too, was a flip side. Believe it or not, if you're in the Birmingham area, you probably thought it was number one in the nation. But it was just it charted here in Birmingham, but not around the nation. Let's keep going right now. We got Dean and Gene coming up next. You might remember they did a song called Tra-la-la-la Susie. Well, they also did a song called Hey Gene, Hey Dean, and it made number 32 on the charts. And you flip it over and you get a real good song. So this is Dean and Gene, and Please Don't Tell Me Now. Please Don't Tell Me Now, Dean and Gene, the flip side of Hey Gene, Hey Dean. We're playing the flip sides today, and we got one coming up now. I want you to think back to the movie The Blues Brothers, and here comes Jake coming out of the prison for the first time in a long time, and they break into a song called She Caught the Katie, and that was the flip side of a number 18 song off that same soundtrack, Give Me Some Lovin'. So here we go right now. This is the Blues Brothers, Belushi and Aykroyd, with a song called She Caught the Katie. My baby long, great gosh, my baby tall. Goes Jake and Elwood Blues. She caught the Katy. And what was the Katy? In case you don't know, that was the Missouri, Kansas, and Texas Railroad. So now you know, in case you ever asked that on a trivia question. That was a Taj Mahal song he wrote in 1978, and they covered that. She caught the Katy. All right, Marvin Gaye had a number 10 song in 1963, Pride and Joy. Liked it a lot. And you flipped it over, and you got another good song. And this is The Flip. And it's called One of These Days.
And walk out of the door. And all get myself together.
Marvin Gaye, One of These Days, the flip side of Pride and Joy. That was his third charted record there at Motown, and on all three of those charted records, his first three, Martha and the Vandellas were doing the backup. So you listen to those songs, you can hear Martha Reeves and the Vandellas singing along with him. All right, let's go on now on BRC Radio, doing the flip sides today of the hit songs. Barbara Lewis had a major hit in 1963 with Hello Stranger, went to number three for her. And by the way, the Dales were doing the backup on that song. But the flip side of Hello Stranger by Barbara Lewis was a song called Think a Little Sugar. Think a Little Sugar, flip side of Hello Stranger. All right, what about 1960? You remember a song called There's a Moon Out Tonight by the Caprice? All right, you probably didn't turn it over because that was such a good, good song, and you probably played it a lot. But here we go right now. We're going to do the flip side of There's a Moon Out Tonight, and it's a song called Indian Girl.
She told me how to use a bow and arrow. got my eagle feather, and now we're happy engines together. Well, I love my little Indian.
I love my little
dance. I really found my engine romance. Well, I love my little Indian.
I love my little Indian.
Okay, Caprice, Indian girl. She taught me how to use a bow and arrow. Okay. All right, well, let's move ahead now a few more years. Let's go from doo-wop sound to guitar rock. Let's do a ZZ Top song. 1974, they had a song called LaGrange. But if you flipped it over, you got a song that I enjoyed a whole lot more. In fact, I bought the LP just to get this song. This is ZZ Top, flip side of LaGrange, Just Got Paid.
Black, do you girl. Yes, I do, man. My back is full.
Just Got Paid, ZZ Top, 1974, Flip Side of LaGrange. Good song there. I like it a lot. If you bought LaGrange as a ZZ Top fan, did you ever turn it over? I bet you did. All right, let's go on now. Hollywood Argyles. That was a group that was put together after a song that Gary Paxton did as a solo artist became a hit. He did it as a solo artist, and then it started getting airplay and became a hit, so he had to put together a group. And there were some street signs that merged together, and they were called Hollywood and Argyle. So he called his group the Hollywood Argyles. But he had a number one hit with Alley Oop, 1960, a song written by Dallas Frazier. But you turned it over, and you got Sure Know a Lot About Love. Hollywood Argyles, sure know a lot about love, better known as Gary Paxton. But anyway, here we go. Let's go on with James Carr right now. James Carr, soul singer, had a number 25 song in 1966 called Pouring Water on a Drowning Man. And I liked it, but I do like the flip side a whole lot. I hope you do too. This is James Carr and Forgetting
As
You.
As I prepare to lay down a long day, yeah. I can't help but to keep wishing that you were here. I done you wrong, but now you are gone. What can I do now? Don't make me live the rest of my life forgetting. It's too bad I didn't realize until you were gone just what it meant to have a love. But now that you gone, I know I can't go on living here without you. Don't make me live the rest of my life forgetting you now. Oh, now forgetting you. It will be so hard, I know. But listen, baby, how can I forget you? But every day I love you more and more. Come back to me.
Forgetting You, James Carr, Flip Side of Pouring Water on a Drowning Man. All right, you got BRC Radio playing flip sides of hits today. We got one right now that this group never had a number one song, but if I name one record, you could tell who did it. Let's throw out there Green River, Bad Moon Rising, Up Around the Bend. Yep, Creedence Clearwater Revival never had a number one song, and they should have. But they did have a song in 1969 called Proud Mary, one of my favorites, the number two. But you turned it over and you got a song called Born on the Bayou, Creedence Clearwater Revival.
My papa's
Born on the Bayou, Creedence Clearwater Revival. They did a lot of songs about the South, but you know what? They were from California. But you would have thought they were Louisiana or something just listening to their songs. Let's move on now. We got Carl Perkins coming up right now. Had a hit, number two hit, Blue Suede Shoes in 1956. And you turn it over and you got a real good song, a song that the Beatles even recorded in 64. This is Carl Perkins and Honey Don't.
Say you will when you won't. You tell me you do, baby, when you don't. Let me know, honey, how you feel. Tell the truth now, is love real? Oh, honey, don't. Well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. No, honey, don't. Hey, honey, don't. Say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. Baby, and you ought to know, I like the way that you wear your clothes. Everything about you is so doggone sweet. You got that sand all over your feet. So, hey, honey, don't.
Honey Don't, Carl Perkins, Flip Side of Blue Suede Shoes, and that's what we're doing is playing those flips. We got one right now that I'm going to play and let you try to figure out who it is, and I'll tell you who it is at the end. This is a song from 1964. It's the flip side of a number 72 hit this person had. So right now, I want to know who's doing this song.
I'm
was it? That was a 1964 song, Flip Side of a number 72 hit. That was Pat Boone. He had a song called Beach Girl, and that was the flip side of that song, Little Honda. All right, we're going to do our double play right now. We got the Drifters coming up. We got a flip side of Foo's Fall in Love, and then we're going to do the flip side of There Goes My Baby. So first of all, a song called It Was a Tear, and then the second song, Oh My Love. So here are the Drifters.
It was a tear.
Now that you leave me,
The Drifters, 1959. Before that, we had It Was a Tear, 1957, the flip side of hits for the Drifters. We got Etta James coming up next. She recorded a song in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, called I Tell Mama, 1967, went to number 23. And if you flipped it over, here's what she got. I'd Rather Go Blind, Etta James. Rather Go Blind, Etta James, 1967. Flip side of Tell Mama. All right, we got Ernie K. Doe coming up now. I know you knew his song Mother-in-Law, 1961, number one hit for him. And if you flipped it over, you got a song called Wanted, $10,000 Reward.
Have you seen my baby? Have you seen my girl? Baby, no matter where I go, I want a $10,000 or reward my girl. I'm walking in circles, pulling out of my head. Sometimes I would, I'm glad I was dead. If you got a good girl, treat her tenderly, or you might wind up like me. I want a $10,000 or reward my girl. Search the book for a pretty faces. I want a $10,000 or reward my girl. My girl now.
Everybody needs a girl.
Wanted, $10,000 reward. Ernie K. Doe, flip side of Mother-in-Law, number one hit for him. All right, let's do one more before we close out of here. We've got Janis Joplin coming up next. Mercedes Benz was a flip side of Cry Baby in 1971 off her Pearl LP. So here we go right now. Mercedes Benz.
I like to do a song of great social and political import. It goes like this. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Dialing for dollars is trying to find me. I wait for delivery each day until 3. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? I'm counting on you, Lord. Please don't let me down. Prove that you love me and buy the next round. Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? Everybody, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime. No help from my friends. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? That's it.
Janis Joplin, Mercedes Benz. Right now, we got to go out of here. Thanks for listening to BRC Radio and all these flip sides today. You remember 1958, Tequila by the Champs? Well, this is the flip side. It's called Train to Nowhere. So catch you next time on BRC Radio.